Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Daf Yud Amud Beis, Yevamos 10b, pagination, page 20. About a third of the way down on the page, the first word on the line is Tsara, and then we begin with the word Itmar. The question that our Gemara wants to address is, once Chalitza is done, what is the status of relationship between the living brother and the woman with whom he did chalitza, as well as to all her tsaros, her co-wives? Let's review the case quickly. A person died without children. Man died without children. He has a wife, and he has a living brother. The mitzvah of Yibum is that the living brother should preferably do yibum, meaning marry that wife and produce a child that will create a legacy for the deceased brother. There is a choice to either do yibum, which is the marriage method, or chalitza, which is a rejection ceremony. And so our Gemara asks, Itmar, we learned, Hacholetz liyevimta v'chodzar v'kidsha. A person did chalitza, the rejection ceremony, with this woman, and then he tries to marry her. Amar Reish Lakish, which is not the way we paskin, but let's follow through on what Reish Lakish holds, and we'll only elaborate briefly on his reasoning. Amar Reish Lakish, hu ein chayev ala chalutza kares, he will not be in the law of kares, which is the very serious relationship type of violation, an immoral relationship, because it's with the chalutza. This is the woman with whom he could have done yibum, and he did chalitza. And once chalitza is done, the status of eshes ach, the wife of your brother, goes off. But Reish Lakish holds, and this is what's up for discussion, Reish Lakish holds that the other brothers who were not involved in the chalitza, they would still have a violation of kares, of the wife of your brother, on this woman, even though, obviously, this is goes without saying, even though the brother is deceased, this violation would remain. And even though Yibum Chalitza was a potential with each of them, Reish Lakish holds the law of Kares, of high-level immoral violation, remains. Al Hatzara, and regarding the co-wives, Bein Hu Vein Ho'achim Chayavin Al Hatzara Kares, both he, the brother who did Chalitza, as well as all the other brothers, are going to be in the co-wife, the woman that did not get Chalitza. All of that is in kares, remains with the high-level immoral relationship, serious violation of eshes ach, of the wife of your brother. That is Reish Lakish's opinion. He only downgrades the law of eshes ach, of your wife, the wife of your brother, regarding the one brother, regarding the one wife that with whom he did chalitza. Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan, however, says, Bein hu uvein ho'achin, einan chayavin lo ala chalutza kares, v'lo ala tzara kares. Rabbi Yechanan holds that both the brother who did the chalitza and the other brothers are no longer in the violation of eshes ach, the wife of your brother, regarding any of these wives, the chalutza and all of her co-wives, once the women entered into a status of potential yibum v'chalitza, they no longer have that high-level violation of eshes ach. That is something that went off. And we'll have to discuss if a different violation has presented itself, which is what we understand to have happened, but it's not the high-level kares that we were discussing. The Gemara elaborates. My time of the Reish Lakish, what's the reason of Reish Lakish who says that everybody else remains in the law of Kares, the high level violation? Omakro, because the Pasuk says, Asholo Yivna, he did not build the home, is the example of Chalitza, the rejection ceremony. Kevon Shalo Bono Shuvlo Yivna, and we learn from there that once he didn't build, he should not build. It's a choice. And once you made the choice, it's a done deal. You're not building now. Ihu hu dekoi below yivne. That downgraded violation, that it's only a lav, only a prohibition, applies to the person who did chalitza. Aval achiv, but his brother, who didn't do chalitza, kedekaimi kaimi. He's got the same violation that he had before. There was no downgrading in the violation. And regarding that one woman with whom he did chalitza, there's don't build now that you've rejected to build a legacy for your brother. Hatsara, but the co-wife that you didn't do anything with, kedikaimi kaimi, she remains with the violation of eshes ach, a high-level violation of immorality of eshes achiv, the wife of his brother. That's Reish Lakish's opinion, that it's only on the one brother with the one wife that it says, Asher lo yivne, once you didn't build, you should not build, that the law of Kares went off, but on everybody else, the Kares remains. We continue, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan argues and says, Mi'ika midi, do you ever find something de me'ikara, originally ibay haicholitz vibay haicholitz? If he wanted to, he could do chalitza or yibum with this one or with that one. Vibay lahaicholitz vibay lahaicholitz. And they could do with whichever brother would end up being be chosen. It was all available. There's no longer a law of eshes achiv, of the wife of your brother. And now suddenly, after the potential chalitza yibum, with any match that we could have come up with, suddenly now, once they do chalitza, the law of kares comes back. It went off. It's not coming back unless there's a specific pasuk that tells us to put it back. Elohihu shlichusa da'achim ka'avid. The way to understand this is that the brother who does the chalitza is representing all the other brothers, and it was all available to them too. Ihi shlichusa detzara ka'avda, and the woman who participates in the chalitza is representing all the co-wives. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan understands that the law of kares goes off. Rabbi Yechanan is not explicitly stating what kind of violation there might remain, but he says it's not kares. In halacha, Shulchan Aruch Evan or Ezer, Siman Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Beis, the halacha is stated as follows. Hacholitz liyivimto, a person who does chalitza with the woman, the wife of the deceased brother. Ne'esra hachalitza v'tzaro seha alav v'al sha'ar achim. The chalutza, the woman with whom the chalitza was done, and all of her co-wives become forbidden to him, the brother who does the chalitza, as well as to all the other brothers. Very sweeping statement. What kind of prohibition? Says the Mechaber, ba'aseh, in a violation that's referred to as an aseh, a positive commandment, that it is restricted. Once you didn't build, you're not allowed to build. And that's referred to as an iser aseh. The Ramban, although he learns differently and words it differently, but also for our purposes explains that there would be a violation of any of those brothers marrying any of those women, the chalutza or the co-wife. The Ramban words it as a mitzvah lo sa'aseh. It's in the Ramban's comments to the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Yud Dalid, of the ones that the Ramban feels the Rambam left out. And he states, Shenimna Cholitz Liyavimto, that once the Chalitza is done, Shalo Yovo Aleo, he should not be with her intimately, Velo Yisoeno, and should not marry her, Achare Hafroda Mimenu Bachalitza, once he has separated from her in Chalitza. And the Ramban writes, V'humichayve lavin, and it is considered a violation of lav, of prohibition, based on the pasuk, asher lo yivne es beis achiv, he did not build the home of his brother, did not create a legacy for him, kevan shelo bono shuv lo yivne. Once he did not build, he should not come back now and try to build. So again, in this status discussion of what is the status of the Chalutza and her co-wives regarding the brothers, we have a machlokes Rish Lakish in Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is saying there is no longer an Isser Kares. Once there's a concept of Yibum Chalitza, the law of Kares, that high level immoral relationship, goes off. It's no longer considered Eshes Achiv, the wife of his brother. But what we're being told is there definitely is a prohibition from that relationship, as the Mechaber and also the Ramban are outlining for us. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.